Exactly. Okay, let's go. We are talking about a very important topic today, and the reason why we're talking about it is that it really flows a little bit from Avas Hashem, or we'll see a little bit, in many ways, a lot from Avas Hashem, which we've been about the last couple of weeks. Let me just be mocked with 2 points. One is that we are in Chodesh Kislev, and we are beginning to approach that time period of Hanukkah. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is one that's very, very much relevant to Hanukkah. Maybe we'll have the opportunity to speak about it in greater depth. But just to introduce the point now a little bit, when you speak about Hanukkah, the primary mitzvah, the mitzvah of Neiros Hanukkah, is one that's all about Pirsum Hanes. It's one that's all about publicizing miracles and publicizing the fact that Ribono Shel Olam provides with a certain opportunity. And definitely for many, that ties directly with the notion of a Kiddush Hashem, of trying to sanctify and to publicize the fact that Ribono Shel Olam has provided us with things. There are those who connect Hanukkah in even a more direct way to some halachic issues relevant to Kiddush Hashem. In Bizman HaYevanim, what were the Jews chayev to do, not chayev to do from a Kiddush Hashem perspective? And all of that just raises the possibility, raises the issue, and one that I think is going to be very important. Hopefully it can give us some increased insight, maybe towards the end, as far as what exactly we're doing a little bit Hanukkah time. The second thing is that it does connect also to some of the parshiyos we have coming up. We're going to see some nice insights about Yosef, a little bit about Yehuda, and that's something to, from the perspective of Machshava, be able to do it. The topic of Kiddush Hashem is one that comes up and can be assessed in a variety of areas. We've spoken about it a little bit from a halachic perspective this year in Maseches Ksubis, about when we say Harag Val Yav, or when do you have to give your life, when do I not have to give my life. The goal today is less from a halachic perspective, more from the perspective of Torah and Machshava, though we'll connect a bit to halacha, to understand better what is really the nature, elements of what the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is really all about. We're going to have a brief hakdama. We'll speak about some ideas within the Rambam, some ideas within the Maharal, and what is, I think, a very important Torah of Rabbi Nachman and Likutei Maharan. There'll be three main mahalchim as far as Kiddush Hashem. Very different ways of looking at things. One of the things to pay attention to is not just their ideas and how the Maharal highlights different ideas in the Rambam may or than Rabbi Nachman, but the way that they do it is also going to be important. The things Rabbi Nachman says, and the way he says it, you would never find in a Rambam. You would never find in a Rambam. And the methodology itself, like he spoke about in the Maharal, seeing what he's doing with Chazal, is also something which is important. The starting point of Pesukim in Vayikra and Perek Chav Beis, Ushmartim mitzvotai v'asisim osam ani Hashem, v'osichal v'ashim kachi v'eskadashi v'sof b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem, v'kadishchem. Pesukim, I believe, in Parshas Emor. Now we're supposed to keep Torah u'mitzvos, and the Torah tells us, don't be mechal Hashem, rather, I should be Mikadesh Hashem. Sounds like, as Rishon already pointed out, the two are really opposites. Chil Hashem is the opposite of being Mikadesh Shem Shamayim, and a person should avoid Chil Hashem. They should try to embrace Kiddush Hashem. The Ebenezer points out that according to Pshat, it's possible to read these Psukim as actually speaking primarily to Kohanim. It's in the context of an area there in Parshas Emor where we're focusing a bit more on Kohanim. And it's possible, says Ibn Ezra, in Bnei Aaron Yadaber, that the pasuk's referring to Bnei Aaron, it's not referring to all of Klal Yisrael. But that's not the perspective, maybe on a Pshuto Shel Mikra level, it's not the perspective of Chazal, though we'll see hints to that idea of the Ibn Ezra. And in Chazal itself, Kiddush Hashem applies to, at least elements of Kiddush Hashem apply to everyone. And Kiddush Hashem becomes an incredibly important and valuable mitzvah. Akedekach, the Sifra, right there in Parshas Emor, that the Ribono Shel Olam tells us, Hamotzi Eschem Me'eret Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. Why did I take you out of Egypt? Al Tanai Shatim Shuratmechem L'Kadesh Hashmi. Al Tanai, on condition that you will give of yourself to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. What's interesting is that this pasuk about Mekadesh Shem Shamayim is used by Chazal differently depending on the context. And they seem to be really referring to almost radically different ideas, though with a bit of an underlying connection. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalid, Kiddush Hashem, that's the part of the sugya of Yaharik Va'al Yavor. There are situations where a person has to give their life up rather than violate certain averas. And for many of you, I'm in particular, it could be that a lot of those things, Yaharik Va'al Yavor, are flow from Kiddush Hashem. So at times it requires giving up of life. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel learned from this pasuk an idea about being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. There are certain times where a davar shebik dusha. There are certain things that you do that you require a minion. In Chazal and Ramir, the need for a minion. So we're learning from this pasuk ideas about being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim at the most extreme cases of giving your life, we're then learning about it also, that we have elements of this Davar Shebikdusha, this Kadashi B'soch B'nei Yisrael, that takes place when we have a minyan, when we have a minyan, 10 people, when we're going to daven or things like that. The Gemara in Yuma does it in an interesting way, its definition of Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, which is l'chora as far away as you could have imagined from the world of actual of giving your life. Hechi dami chil Hashem amar Rav kegon ana isha kilna bistra mitav velo yahivna dami le'alter. Says Rav, you know what? You know what a chil Hashem is? If someone like me goes to a butcher and purchases meat and I don't pay right away, that's an example of a chil Hashem. That's an example of chil Hashem. And the Gemara goes on there in Maseches Yuma to give different kinds of examples. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kigon ana demasin arba amos below Torah below tefillin." Says Rabbi Yochanan, if I would go 4 amos, not wearing talis, not learning, not wearing tefillin, that would be a chil Hashem. And what the Gemara in Yuma seems to give us is a kind of chil Hashem which is reserved for an elevated kind of person. The more elevated of a scholar you are, the more of a tzaddik you are, the more you have to hold yourselves to certain standards, to certain elevated standards on a Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem level. Just like Mashal Ma'ad Avadoma, this is not a good example, but in a perfect world, you would want your leadership, like your president, to always be someone who's holding himself to higher moral standards. That would be something which is very, that'd be wonderful, you know? Why not? So there's, in Chazal, it says, we want our Talmidei Chachamim, we want our Tzadikim, people hold those standards, ad kedei kach, that they're referring to things here that aren't usser. Even things that are strictly speaking mutter, we still want to make sure that these people are holding themselves to a level. Akadekach, if you go on to the Gemara says, Misha Kore Vishon Mishamas Milchamim, Vein Maso Maso Bemuna, Vein Dibur Nachas Mabrios, Mabrios, Omros Alav, Oilo Leploni Shalom Torah. The person learned a lot of Torah well, but they don't act properly in their business. They don't speak nicely with other people. What are people going to say about them? Woe is to whoever taught that person Torah, like how embarrassing, how bad they should feel. That's always part of the challenge when you're educating people, is that we spend a lot of time teaching, learning Torah. You want to make sure that you're not teaching Torah or not teaching Torah in a way or producing people that are losing a sensitivity or not appreciating the significance of being honest in their business, being honest in their interaction with others. But with a lot in the Cook Shiurim on Wednesday about the need to inculcate a certain like inner, real deep sense of ethics and morality, that certain things are so obvious for me, I would never act in any kind of an improper way. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. And the opposite, if someone is behaving very, very nicely, so then it's, you know, lucky is the person who taught him Torah. That's a bit of an introduction to Kiddush Hashem. The Psukim, Eben Ezra, it's limited a bit to Konim. We extend it, Chazal extend it. It's definitely very important. Maybe that we would take out Mitzrayim, Al Tanai will be Mekadesh Yim Shamayim. Let's understand 3 different perspectives on Kiddush Hashem. 3 perspectives on Kiddush Hashem. We're going to try to extract ideas that are relevant for it. The Rambam talks about it in a couple of places. We have here from, say, from Mitzvah, from Sariyat Torah, and from one of the Rambam's letters, Igeres Hashemah. And the Rambam does something that is interesting. Number one. What we're going to see in Rambam, Maral, and Rabbi Nachman, all of them, and it comes from the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Kiddush Hashem flows from Ahavas Hashem. Kiddush Hashem flows from Ahavas Hashem. If you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes, V'zosi mitzvos Kiddush Hashem ha-metuvim ba b'nei Yisrael b'chlalam rotza lomar mesiris nafsho lombos b'yad ha-ones. Protesters at the times give up their life for the Ribbono Sha'olam. Al ahavaso yizbarach ve'amunas yichudah. The person give up their life, sometimes it stems from a certain kind of ahava. That is very strange on one level. The midah of ahava is not often the one that we associate with when it comes to giving up your life. I would have thought that's more of a yira kind of a thing. But the Rambam connects it to ahava. Akde kach, there are chorim that feel the need to explain why there's 2 separate mitzvahs. One called Ahavas Hashem and one called Kiddush Hashem. But for the Rambam, it flows from Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam's major contribution in Mishnah Torah, we speak about it sometimes, whenever a person is learning Rambam, you want to pay attention to 2 things. One is what the Rambam says. The second is how the Rambam organizes things. The Rambam looks in Chazal and he sees a pasuk about Kiddush Hashem, and it's quoted in different contexts. And the Rambam has to decide, where is he going to place the halachas? How is he going to organize it? And the Rambam does something fascinating in Yesodi HaTorah. Please just pay attention to this point. Perek Hey in Hilchos Yesodi HaTorah, the Rambam writes number one. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. This is the Perek of Kiddush Hashem. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. Every member of Klal Yisrael is Chayav to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim. When are all members of Klal Yisrael Chayav to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim? Says the Rambam. Yeharik Va'al Yavor situations. Someone says, if you don't, I'm going to kill you if you don't unless you worship Avodah Zarah. So you have to be willing to give your life up. So says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so says the Rambam. That's how he opens it up. At the end of that same perek, he includes it in the same perek. He first points out Kiddush Hashem is for everyone giving up your life. He then goes on to say, there are other things. There are things that a Talmid Chacham could do, a great person could do. We're very, very familiar with this, unfortunately. People who are respected communal figures, they can do things that when they do them, people are going to say, it's an amazing, it's an incredible Chil Hashem. The Rambam says, Afa Pishur Einan Averos HaReza Chilas Hashem. Even though it's not an Aver at all, the Rambam ends on a bit of a more positive note. Those who do it properly, those who do it the right way, V'alava Kasav Omer V'yomli Avdi Ata Yisrael Asher Becha Espayer, that a person could reach the Madrega where Hashem takes a certain pleasure in that person. What the Rambam seems to do is, very interestingly, he includes all in the same perek the two kinds of Kiddush Hashem. One Kiddush Hashem which is incumbent upon everyone. Another kind of Kiddush Hashem which is incumbent dafka upon Tamidi Hachamim. If you look in source number 10, Igeres Hashema, the Rambam wrote a bunch of letters. The Rambam there also writes, V'kdush Hashem hu hefech chil Hashem. What's the definition of Kiddush Hashem and chil Hashem? So Kiddush Hashem, he also explains there it stems from Ahava. So he says, Uchmochen Yishmu mi menu shmos tovos kiddush Hashem. Uchmochen adam gadol shiim na'atom and yanma shem mukhar metabani adam val pish in a beyan mukharam kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is when you do things that are very good, and when Talmid Chachamim do things, even if they're not a veirah, they're not really mitzvah, that's beyond lefnim reshus hadin, it's also a form of kiddush Hashem. Let's just point out two things that emerge. It emerges in general, but the Rambam highlights it a little bit. First of all, isn't it interesting that the Kiddush Hashem of giving up your life is incumbent upon every member of Klal Yisrael? The Kiddush Hashem of just carrying yourself a certain way, day to day, is incumbent, it sounds from the Rambam, more specifically, but the Gemara Yuma also, on people that are a little bit elevated. Intuitively, one could have thought the opposite. One could have thought that giving your life up is so challenging that that's something which only a person of a certain madriga could be, you know, Akedah Kache gives his life up. But the kind of normal interactions and holding yourself to a very, very high standard of interactions, I could have maintained that that's something which anybody should be able to do. What the Rambam is saying is really that it's the opposite case. Everyone is chayav to give their life up. We'll see this later in Rabbi Nachman. But historically, we know that Klal Yisrael often rose to the challenge. That Klal Yisrael, many simple Jews, Jews that were not so knowledgeable, Jews that were largely, many times, literate, were willing to give their lives up, to give their lives up. And we also know that there's that higher madrega of living it in consistently is very, very hard. Rav Rosenzweig pointed out something interesting. This is in source number 11 there. First of all, this notion of Kiddush Hashem is a necessary prerequisite to be a manhig in Klal Yisrael, to lead Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sins. Moshe Rabbeinu can't go into Eretz Yisrael. There is enormous ambiguity as to what Moshe Rabbeinu's sin was. What exactly did Moshe do? He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. There are a lot of different, that's the more, you know, Rashi, there are a lot of ideas there, if you look in the Mefarshim, what Moshe's sin really was. Simple pshat in Chumash is that the real chait was one of not, of a failure of being Mekadei Shem Shamayim. That's the failure of it. That the need to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim, one idea that Rosenzweig tries to highlight, on the one hand, the Rambam format, one's a real chiyuv to give your life up. And in a certain sense, you could argue that the other one, what Rav says of paying the butcher on time, is not as critical. It's nice and it's extra. It doesn't feel like it comes with the same level of severity. It doesn't feel like it's as like giving your life to the real chiyuv, and this is more of like a secondary thing. The fact that it's a necessary prerequisite for a manhig, and that it may have been what stopped Moshe's ability, what negatively his ability to enter into Eretz Yisrael, gives an idea of where it's at. Rav Rosenzweig suggests that's the placement in the Rambam. The Rambam opens up Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. Everyone has to give their lives up because of this value called Kiddush Hashem. And in that same perek in Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam concludes by talking about the Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem incumbent upon those upper members of society, of our religious society, the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzadikim. One of the things that does, Rav Rosenzweig here, only by accentuating the severity of the breach of this crucial principle and leadership component, can its value and primacy be restored. By opening up and saying, everyone's chayav and giving their lives for it, so now you know everything that's going to flow from here, this stuff is very, very serious. This stuff is real. And therefore, when you then talk about, when you pay the butcher, pay him on time, when you're interacting with other people, it's not an avera, but to be a good person, it's in the context of, these are serious mitzvos. It's in Yesodei HaTorah. It's in this, Rambam's placing it in prime real estate. It's a serious location here to try to highlight the extent to which, from the Rambam's perspective, this stuff is critically, critically important. It's critically important for everyone, in particular those that want to be leaders. Those that want to be leaders, in our religion, we demand a certain kind of standard. Not standard only in mitzvos and averos. That's why the question the Rambam would say, sometimes you're talking with someone and you can have a conversation like, do you think that's appropriate? You see this in and the guy will say, you're asking a question sometimes about what's appropriate in business or not. And the guy will say, is it mutter or usser? And you'll say, I don't know if that's the right question. Is the right question only if it's mutter or usser? That's one of the ideas which is very, very clearly here in the right question. It's not always a question. It's not mutter or us. There's no question of is it appropriate with Mekadesh Shem Shemayim or not Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. That's the tenai of why we were taken out. First Mahalach is Mahalach of the Rambam. What the Rambam is trying to highlight for us is the notion. What the Rambam is trying to highlight for us is the fact that there are individuals who are. There's Kiz Hashem. He brings two Gemaras together. Everyone's Chayv. In some things, there's a higher Madrega for those that are of a certain stature. But the Rambam wants us to see one in the context of the other. See, one has the other. It's an Ahava which generates it, but one has the other. That all people should realize the primacy, the incredible significance of this opportunity being Kaddish Shemayim, like we saw there in the Sifra. The Maharal does things a little bit differently. The Maharal tends to view things differently. It's in the second parak of Nesiv Avas Hashem. The last 2 weeks he spoke about ideas in Nesiv from the parak Rishon, which was Avas Hashem and Maharal in the Rambam. Then Avas Hashem last week, or 2 weeks ago more, in the thought of Dessler. And some others. Let's start like this. We know that as follows. The Maharal, his primary goal is to help us understand Ma'amari Chazal and to show us based on Agadata certain ideas. The Rambam is going to try to, he's going to explain some links for us. The Rambam connected it, which comes from Chazal, Avas Hashem to Kiddush Hashem. Where do you see that? How do I learn that? And the second thing, we're going to see in an important Gemara connect to Yosef a little bit. Number one. The Rambam points out as follows. Kashem Shem Mitzvah La'adam, chapter 14, La'ov Hashem, Yisbara Kach Mitzvah La'av Shiyah Gorem, Kashem Shemayim Misayev Al-Yadam. This is we have a mitzvah to love Hashem. We also have a mitzvah to try to cause others, to love the Ribbono Shalom also. That Chazal Darshan, that same segment, Misachas Yuma, V'hafta Es Hashem Elokecha, Kashem Shemayim Misayev Al-Yadcha. That a person is supposed to try to have Hashem, is supposed to try to have others love Hashem as a result of his actions. That's part of what being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim is. Part of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim is to send a message. So more people are going to love Hashem as a result. Right? Benevitz, when he spoke here a couple of weeks ago, thought very beautifully articulated that idea. When school goes, when you have a school trip, and we're all brought up on the messages of like Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, you know, before you go away, part of the value of Kiddush Hashem is that if you're going, let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, if my son's third grade class, as they did yesterday, is going on a bus for a trip somewhere, and you have a a non-religious, let's talk about that for right now, a non-religious driver there, Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem is not were you nice or were you not nice. That's part of it. Kiddush Hashem was Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev. As a result of that, how does a driver now look at people? What's his relationship? Is he now more likely to say this whole Frumkeit thing? I hear it a little bit more now. It is what it is. I hear it a little bit more. I remember once talking to a non-Frum teacher in a yeshiva high school. And the conversation was about how there were people in the school who were thrown out for drugs. And this guy was in his probably 60s. He had retired from the public school system. And he was taking a job in an Orthodox Jewish school. He's very impressed with the kids. And he was very, very much taken aback when there were two or three kids who were thrown out for drugs. It was a little bit more than just drugs. It was, the police were involved and there was like passing out on someone's front yard. But there was, he was very, very much taken aback. Part of the reason why he was taken aback was because he had anticipated certain standards, and in his first couple months in the school, he had seen different standards. That there was an active Kiddush Hashem in that school of Shem Shabbayim being Mis'ahiv, but then when that happened, it's an enormous Chil Hashem. Not a Chil Hashem because it wasn't on the front page of the paper. It was a Chil Hashem because for him at that point in time, his relationship to looking at Shem Shema, it was changed a little bit. Maral says, okay, we're going to take two Gemaras. One is that Gemara, and then the Gemara in Sogi. Maral says, where do you see that in the Gemara? The Maral likes understanding. Where's it in the Pasuk? What's the source of that drasha? Where is it come? Like we saw in Bergol, we spoke to the Garata. Some of those Sogi, yes? There's something very strange. V'ahavta es Hashem. Hashem is the name of God. God has different names. And different names connote different ideas. God is one. God is Echad. But at the same time, different names connote different ways God interacts with the world. It's an oversimplification of a larger conversation. Shem Hashem is the shame of Ahava. Yurke Vavke is the shame of Ahava, God of Chesed, of God's loving kindness. So via Hafta es Hashem, that makes a lot of sense. What was bothering Chazal was the word Elokecha. Elokim, this Rashi, is God's name of Din, God's name of judgment. That is something, we'll have a second shot for this idea in a second. But that is something that is strange as the Maharal. Why are you connecting that Ava and bringing in an Elokecha, one that has more to do with Din? That's why, because that word was just the Maharal, whenever you have sometimes for the Maharal, a word in the Pasuk which fits, but seems like a bit out of place, that's where Chazal often come in and give you an additional meaning. So the Elokecha fits, your God, but it's a little bit out of place because it's the name of Din. So says the Maharal, Ki Elokimu Midas HaDin, Kimo Tzokasav, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Elokecha, you fear, that's Din. Lolin Midas HaAva. That's why Chazal say it must be we're darshening something else from Elokecha. What are we darshening else from Elokecha? That other people should say, Hashem Elokecha. That when other people see you, they are there, they are then experiencing more the Ribono Sholem. They're then witnessing more God's unique ability, that now they're experiencing more Hashem. But the Maharal has another, the next Gemara is one that is very important. Now, having Maharal here talks about why Dafka Tamini Chachamim, it's incumbent more upon them, but not for now. He points out a Gemara Masechah Sota about Yosef and Yehuda. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud tells us as follows. Yosef and Yehuda both were Mekadei Shem Shamayim. Yosef was Mekadei Shem Shamayim in private. Yehuda was Mekadei Shem Shamayim in public. When was Yosef Mekadei Shem Shamayim in private? Okay, and when was Yehuda Mekadei Shem Shamayim in public? Okay. Says the Gemara, Yehuda was Mekadei Shem Shamayim Birabim. So his whole name, says the Gemara, he's called Achar Shem Sokars Baruch Hu. Yurke Vavke is mentioned in the name Yehuda. Yosef has one letter of Hashem's name because he was only Mekadei Shem Shamayim in private. The Gemara says, because Yosef was Mekadesh in private, he gets a yud, he gets a little bit of Hashem's name in him. Because Yehuda is Mekadesh in Shemayim and Rabim, he gets a lot. This is Maharal, first of all, what's the difference between Seser and Rabim, and why are we changing a person's name because they're Mekadesh in Shemayim? Says the Maharal like this. Bolevayer hamala hazoshi kiddush shmo. It's not just, kiddush Hashem is not just other people now witnessing, other people now being inspired, like the Rambam spoke about, the Maharal spoke about it in the Gemara in Yuma, other people, how they're going to see it, how they're going to be able to view you. No. Avazesh shemekadesh shmo yisbarach, nikra al shmo yisbarach legamre, kasher dovak b'shmo yisbarach legamre, v'roi lehosif al shmo, os min shmo shalakar yisbarachu. Says Maharal as follows, that because a Jew, a person who is able to be mekadesh shem shamayim, that is a way of becoming one with Hashem. Avas Hashem, remember, is becoming one. It's becoming, losing myself in the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Maharal, that a person with mekadesh shem shamayim, that's a form of cleaving to Hashem. It's a form of being closer to Hashem. It's not just kiddush shem shamayim as a way of spreading out godliness to the outside. When you're mekadesh shem shamayim, you become closer to the Ribono Shel Olam also. Sometimes we make that mistake in kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Shem Chil Hashem, sometimes where we're brought up is just being an issue of public perception. Instead of kiddush Hashem also being an issue about something which can transform me also and being more davak. That's why my name changes. Name in the Maharal, for many, name is your essence. Name is your nature. It's who you really are. Because Yehuda, Yosef, they were Mekadesh, Shem Shamayim, their name changed. They became different. They became part of God's name was in their name because they became closer to Ribono Shel Olam. Maharal goes one step further. Now, the ultimate goal is for God's name, appropriately so, should be publicized everywhere. God's name appropriately, as far as what's Magia Lo, what he's entitled to, should be everywhere. That's why those who do it Birabim are in a much, it's much more powerful. That's more appropriate. The full name of Hashem, that's where it should be, it's Birabim. So Yehuda, who did it Birabim in front of a lot of people, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the whole name of Hashem is going to be in Yehuda because he related to it the way it's supposed to be done, Birabim. Yosef was more Beseser, so he'll have not the whole name of Hashem, but as the Gemara tells us, he'll have Os Achas Mishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll have only one letter. Quick, just a Ha'ara. Yehuda's act of Shem Shamayim was following a mistake. Yehuda's, this incredible act of Shem Shamayim, was following a mess-up of Yehuda's. It's an amazingly inspiring thing. The act of Yehuda that helped him be Zocha to have, as the Gemara says here, Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was the way that he responded after he messed up. That's often true greatness. We'll look at this last year a little bit, as far as we're putting there. The way that you handle and you respond to some of those challenges, they're all there with incredible opportunities, and Yehuda nailed it. Now, Ra'al adds in one piece. It's not coincidental that Yosef did it b'seiser and Yehuda did it in public. The Maharal points out from Parshas Vayechi that it's not a question of better or worse, it's who they really are. It's their unique midos. Yehuda's mida, or Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, Yehuda's mida is the mida of public leadership. Yehuda's the melech. Yehuda's supposed to be out there, public, doing things like that. Yosef's mida, the Gemara Darshins, is b'seiser. Yosef's mida is to do things to be mekadesh Hashem, but quietly. It's an important idea, I think, also here in the Maharal. Again, it's impressive to the Gemara. Be mekadesh Shem Shamayim, I changed my name. Why some name full, some name partial, and how that really makes sense. It's for the Maharal, that's kiddush Hashem. But it's also, says the Maharal, the way that I'm supposed to be mekadesh Hashem has a lot to do with naturally my midos and who I am and who I'm supposed to be. Yosef is not supposed to try to be a Yehuda person. Yosef's not supposed to be the public leader. Yosef is the Seser leader. He's the hidden leader. He's the hidden leader. If I can share with you what is one of the more beautiful vorts that I've ever come across, I share this with you, Stam. I don't know. And I think often the way it works out, Parshas Korach is not a parsha that we're in yeshiva for, I think often. It's an awesome vort. Korach is upset because Korach is not chosen. And Korach's upset. Especially in Sifri Chassidus, Korach's a big tzaddik. Korach is someone who, what's he saying? Kola Eda Kulam Kedoshim. Everyone's very, very holy. Korach is someone that has a lot of Korach. Why isn't Korach chosen? if you think Korach is someone of a certain spiritual potential, Magialo, based on the order and the genealogy, why is Korach not chosen? So Rav Moshe Eisenman, who's a former Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael, I saw this written in a place, but Rav Moshe Eisenman had a beautiful pshat. Korach wasn't chosen because Korach's avoda was to teach Klal Yisrael how you worship Hashem when you're not chosen. Korach's avoda was supposed to see how you persevere and move on when someone else is selected instead of you. Always keep that idea in mind. Sometimes if you don't get a certain job or you don't get into a certain, you know, can't wait, whatever it is, there's an avoda in knowing how to be. Korach failed that avoda. But that was part of the avoda. That's part of the avoda. Part of it is knowing the opportunities I have, my midos, what I'm destined to be able to do, how to maximize that. How to maximize that. Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda has a certain role, public, maximize that. Yosef has a different role, the Seser, and knowing how to maximize that. That, by the way, is part of the reason why in the Hanukkah connection, the Ramban al Torah, there are those who critique the Chashmonaim for taking over the leadership. Because Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, it wasn't their Midah. What we've seen so far is astrology. Before we're going to enter the world of Rabbi Nachman for about 8 to 10 minutes or so. This is going to be actually the world of Rabbi Nachman, not just like a cute vort where we go like and have our eyes rolling backwards. But we're gonna, which is also holy. I'm not you know denying that for 1 second. But to see Rabbi Nachman Kuti Maran is a hard safer. It's a hard safer, and we're going to try to learn that a little bit also. Let me just try and chazer a little we saw. Kiddush Hashem is an idea which is incredibly important. The Sifra says, because Baruch talks about Mitzrayim in order to have Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is an idea which Chazal used in different contexts. We saw one idea which had the Rambam does it, one view of the Rambam puts two of them together in Hilchos Sodei Torah and Perek Hey. It's incredibly important. All Klal Yisrael are one level, others a different level. The Rambam, there's an important idea where it stems from Ava, which is true for Chazal already. And for the Rambam, the way that at least, if you look at the context, is something very important, highlighting the primacy, the incredible value and necessity of a person to have Kiddush Hashem, both on the most basic halachic level of giving up your life sometimes, and even, and those who get elevated, that's also, it's critically, critically important that a person of a certain madrega is able to interact with others in a certain kind of a way. In the Rambam, a person gets the impression often, and has at least part of it, has to do with public perception. That's true for other Rishonim, maybe even more so, that part of it is how other people are going to view it. The Maral, again, using Agadata and Darshaning Agadata, and showing us how to learn Agadata, speaks about, on the one hand, how it spreads, but also what it does for me and how it's transformative for me. And the act of Kiddush Hashem is an act of being Davik with Hashem. Act of being Davik with Hashem. If you would go on in the Maral, which we're not going to, the Maral speaks about how Davik through being Mekashim Shemayim, a person can achieve miracles. That's why, as an example, Nachshon ben Aminadav, who's from what Shevet? Yehuda. What does he have to do in Kriyas Yamsev to effect the miracle? Be Mekadeshim Shemayim. By doing what? Publicly, Birabim, go into Yamsev. Nachshon from Shevet Yehuda, that's the midah of doing it publicly. Bekadei Shem Shemayim, Shem Shemayim, when I'm invoking Shem Hashem and I'm dubbing with Hashem, that's what can change nature. Because Hashem doesn't have to play by the rules of nature. So we're waiting for Nachshon. When Nachshon comes in and he enters into Yamsev, that's going to be where the change really happens. Rabbi Nachman. Okay. The main work of Torah Rabbi Nachman is the Kuti Maran, a lot of other works of his Torah. Other works of his Torah, some older and some pamphlets published, I'm sure, in the last couple of weeks. You know those guys that give them out. It's also very, very holy. But let's try to understand a little bit of Rabbi Nachman here. We're going to learn it a little bit. It's beautiful. It connects to Yosef a little bit. It's a very different style from Maharal. It's a very different style from the Gemaras and from Rambam. We're much more familiar with Rambam in general. We're trying this year to become more familiar with Maral. But one of the things this year we want to try to do is to broaden ourselves into the perspectives of different people, not just what they say, but how exactly they do that. This backward. No. I should note, the only time in my life that I really, with David Beshefkin, when I was trying to bet in yeshiva, I used to learn with him during the break a little bit. I think like maybe 20 minutes a day of the Kuti Maran. I don't know if we understood anything, but I think that it was a necessary prerequisite to be able to then maybe understand some things later in life. Let's start like this. Hashem owes the Amo Yitin Hashem Yivarech Samo Bashalom. The Baruch Shalom gives us owes, gives us certain strength, and he wants us to bless with peace. Gadol Hashalom, the last Mishnah, Mesachos Uktzin, tells us, L'matzak Hashbaruch Hu Kli Masik Bracha El Hashalom. First step in Rabbi Nachman, first step in Rabbi Nachman is that there's something called Shalom. Shalom is the greatest, is one of the greatest things. It's how we're going to end. Hashem Yivarech Amo Bashalom. What is Shalom? So the Rabbi Nachman writes, based on the comment of the Zohar, And this makes sense intuitively. Shalom is the act of uniting two opposites. The greatest act of shalom is uniting two things that are opposite. The Gemara, the place in the Zohar, talks about a malach of Eish and a malach of Mayim, bringing them together. Osha shalom bimromav, of pulling together different kinds of malachim, fire and water, don't come together. The act of peace is really bringing things together. The biblical figure, says the Rabbi Nachman, that most represents the uniter of opposite ideas is Yosef. Yosef unites two ideas. What are the two ideas that Yosef unites? Gevura and Chesed. Chesed is that act of loving kindness and sensitivity. Gevura is dealing with things in a bit of a harsh way. Says Rabbi Nachman like this, V'hu b'chinas Yosef. Yosef mechaber tre hafachim. Yosef is v'yave Yosef is dibasam ra'a. Yosef has a certain gevura. He brings the bad things his brothers did. He interacts and brings that to Yaakov. You know, a certain kind of gevura, like the Gemara in Sota, a small docha. He pushes away his brothers a little bit, one idea. On the other hand, later on, esachai anochi evakesh, I'm looking for my brothers. I'm also trying to bring them closer. He's pushing, small docha, he's bringing them back in different ways. Yosef is, says, the shalit. He's the leader of Mitzrayim. The leader is always of more of a gevura perspective. A leader, he's the controller of Mitzrayim. At the same time, as the controller of Mitzrayim, the one who has enormous authority, enormous gevura and strength, he's the one that uses that strength to chesed, to sustain the world, to support everyone. There's a famine there, he's going to cover everyone. Yosef is the person who unites lots of things. So Rashi says, Yosef's called an avreich, he's av b'chachma, and rach b'shanim. He's very, very young in a certain sense. He's very, very old in another sense. That's who he was. Shalom is uniting opposites. The biblical figure that best does that is Yosef. Says Rabbi Nachman, the act that best represents that idea of pulling together opposites is the act of Kiddush Hashem. Why is Kiddush Hashem that which does that? Because here the Kiddush Hashem, on the one hand, flows from Ahava, Chazal tell us. Kiddush Hashem is the merging, just like Yosef has Chesed and Gvura, or should we have switched it in that order? So too, Kiddush Hashem has Chesed and Gvura. Where's the Chesed and the Gvura in a Kiddush Hashem?
Whatever, you'll
be okay with that Gvura not being Gvura. It's okay to have less Gvura. Says the Kimitzchila who nislahev b'shalhuven der Rachimusa zeu b'chinas chasadim. The initial moment is supposed to be one of ahavai v'yahat Hashem elkecha b'chol nafshecha. Initially, when the opportunity comes, you feel a certain positive hislava, a certain sense of ahava. It all flows from ahava. The Rambam, Maharal, others, it's supposed to flow from a sense of ahava. But then it demands overcoming a yetzer hara. It demands being willing to give your life up for that. That is something that requires a strong amount of gevura and din. It flows initially from a sense of ahava, but Kiddush Hashem done perfectly is a merging of these two ideas, of a gevura and a chesed that come together, of an initial ahava and chesed, followed with a certain kind of gevura that is going to come afterwards. That is Kiddush Hashem. Everything so far? 1, 2, and... Says Rabbi Nachman like this. There's a reason why this all explains a historical phenomenon, but one that we're aware of. This explains, Rabbi Nachman, why even Jews who are very distant from Klal Yisrael are always able to be Mekadesh in Shemayim. Jews, says Rabbi Nachman, the Gemara tells us in the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, Yisrael, even though we sin, we're called Yisrael. Who? Sinners of Israel are still called Poshe Yisrael. You maintain that Midah of Yisrael. A Jew can never leave his Midah of Yisrael. He happens to suggest, in truth, it comes from a bit of it comes a little bit from Kabbalah, but because we're called Yisrael, Yisrael is always, Yaakov is always connected to Yosef. Yosef is the brother. Yosef is Yaakov's favorite. Yaakov is the one. Yosef and Yaakov are always linked together. It can be 22 years later, and Yaakov's never getting over it. They could be distant. This is me adding in a little bit. They could be distant for 22 years, Yisrael and Yosef. They could be distant for a very long time, but it doesn't mean that they aren't still deep down thinking about each other. It doesn't mean there's not a connection there that can be brought back. Jews are always together Yisrael, even when they're very, very distant. That connection of Yisrael and Yosef, every Jew, says Rabbi Nachman, in moments that demand it, b'shas kiddush Hashem, we all have the capacity to tap into this Yosef and kiddush Hashem model. Because we are all in our core Yisrael people, we're all in our core Yisrael, Yaakov people, no matter how far you sin, you're always Yaakov. Yaakov is always connected to Yosef. No matter how distant they are, Yaakov and Yosef are together. So just as we have part of Yaakov in us, we also have that a part of Yosef in us. We also have the ability to unite and to bring back together, opposites and to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. How are we in that so far? 1, 2, and 3. Rabbi Nachman goes on to suggest, there's one more, and I'm not going to elaborate on it too much. Rabbi Nachman goes on to suggest that the act of Kiddush Hashem, like we saw in the Maharal, Kiddush Hashem, because the Gemara says brachos, can bring nisim. Kiddush Hashem, says Rabbi Nachman, is that which can bring enormous good things, a tremendous amount of good things into the world. The act of Kiddush Hashem brings great shefa, great divine influence into this world. Says Rabbi Nachman, when a Jew does that, when all the Jews who are distant, and all the Jews who are far away, come in their Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, so that's ultimately what brings Geula. What brings Geula is the capacity of all the Yisraels who are very far and very distant, to come back and to tap into this connection with the world of Yosef, with the world of spreading the name of Hashem. But even though you're very distant, the capacity is always there. Let me say after Rabbi Nachman one more time, just to try to give it a little bit of context. Then we'll chazer, maybe share over, and then that's it. What we saw, it's a little bit longer than usual, I apologize for that. Rabbi Nachman suggests as follows. You know what, we'll chazer and say over that. There are mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah which is very, very important. It's one that you can analyze from different perspectives. There are halachas, there are machshava issues, etc. We spoke about the Rambam sheet, the Rambam understands he connects it all in the Torah. Okay, different kinds of Kiddush Hashem, trying to highlight it's incumbent upon people to give their lives up, but it's also exceptionally important. Daka from Manhigim, that we're trying to highlight the critical need to be people, not just keeping Torah mitzvah, not just, you know, is it an Aveira or not an Aveira, but modeling a certain kind of a life. The Rambam certainly has a lot to do with perception and trying to inspire others. The Maharal is an additional component there, which is that it changes who you are and you become more Davik through Ribono Shel Olam, and that's what it's about, but it's important to do that in a way which is your Mida. For Rabbi Nachman, he's giving us some underlying ideas as to what it's really about. The act of Kiddush Hashem is very much connected to the act of Shalom, and the ultimate goal is to connect opposites. And what we're trying to do is to take things that don't fit together that well and to bring them together. Kiddush Hashem, experientially, in a certain sense, is one that is supposed to stem from a certain Ahava, but definitely requires a certain kind of Gevura also, which is there. Rabbi Nachman understands that every single Jew has that within him, that capacity to tap into that. Why do we have that capacity to tap into that? Because we're always Yisrael. We're always called Yisrael. Part of our essence is always that feeling, that connection. We have a bit of Yaakov in us, a bit of Yisrael in us. Yisrael and Yosef, no matter how distant they are, there's always some sort of a connection which is there. Tapping into that biblical figure of Yosef. Sorry if that was a little bit too much on the Hasidic end for some of us. If not, wonderful, you're welcome. I will respond to your thank you afterwards. But that's more or less it. Let me just try and share with you just two reflections. One we point that often, and then maybe not. One point that often is that one of the beautiful things about Jewish thought, Jewish philosophy, is the range of views that are out there. The way that people talk about things and the way that they perceive things is different. The Maharal and his way of looking at Ma'amar Chazal, Rabbi Nachman and his little unique way of making certain kinds of connections and building upon connection to connection to connection. The Rambam, as far as the rationalist and categorizing things in formal terminology and things like that. There's a lot out there, and hopefully we can all find out what to connect to. I'm connecting everything. Rabbanim do find the ability to connect to some things that are definitely there. The last thing I would definitely say, we are in a world, I have no doubt, that is in need of tremendous Kiddush Hashem. We're in a world that it would be is incumbent certainly upon all of us who are very much dedicated and spend a lot of our week in a very, very ambitious kind of a way, engaging in Torah and things like that, to make sure that this is a value that really does impact us and it's something that impacts others also. That if I'm going through the street and I'm walking around and I'm interacting with other people, we want to get people to the point where they look at us, not just because it's better for us, it's a moral idea, it transforms who we are, but we have that extra sense of responsibility. The Ribbono Shel Olam needs that in a certain sense, you know, whatever that would mean, kibyachol, and we definitely, Klal Yisrael, needs that. For us to recognize the incredible gift that we have and the potential we have to spread, to be positive, and to represent nicely things, something which is very, very worthwhile. Shkoyach, guys.